More of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. The Milwaukee Record is a local web-only publication that covers a lot of local music and other events. It is also no stranger to puns.
Instead of referring to a newscast or column in a paper, on Friday night, local coverage will mean something else completely. An eclectic cast of Milwaukee bands, each playing a 15-minute cover set of another participating local act they selected the previous October.
It's music for a purpose. This year, it's benefiting the Milwaukee Women's Center, a nonprofit that provides services for those affected by domestic violence, addiction, mental health issues, and poverty.
Milwaukee Record co-founder and concert organizer Tyler Moss explains to Lake Effect Mayon Silver why they wanted to have bands swap each other's music.
The initial idea at the outset was I wanted to nudge like unfamiliar bands into working with each other. And it's like oftentimes, I think around when the show initially happened, it was like the exact same handful of bands were on all the same shows. If you go to Linneman's on a weekend, it's like reliving like what you did the previous month and the previous month. And so I just wanted to kind of nudge these unfamiliar partners and be like, why don't we just all work on something with each other for the greater good, for a benefit, and just to do something really interesting in the dead of winter when there's really nothing else happening.
When you look back on the previous 3 years of doing this, has there been like something that stood out in terms of, wow, they really took that genre and took that other band's work, and this is crazy creative?
Yeah, I mean, like essentially every act, like I go in with the idea of, well, I mean, I'm pretty sure they'll just redo it this way, or I could just imagine they'll do it. If it's like, you know, like the Whiskey Bells, like they're doing Fox Face. They might just, you know, play like them, but it's actually the opposite, where they bring just like elements of their lyrics and their sound into what they do, and it sort of like hits all these you know, different artistic nooks that I didn't really expect.
So you think I love you, but oh no, my heart.
And I'm always wowed, and I'm usually like at the exact same time I'm watching the band, but I'm also watching the band watch that band do them, you know, like, so I'm watching the I'm looking out and I'm watching in like the front row, and like the bands are just like they're going nuts. They're either laughing or they're having a lot of fun, or even like a little bit of like tears as well, watching someone reimagine their music and make it sound even more beautiful or like different than they ever expected. So it's just an awesome event, I think.
So tell me a little bit about Whiskey Bells, and tell me a little bit about Fox Face, and what happened when Whiskey Bells did that.
Well, Whiskey Bells is a bluegrass band, Americana, I mean, somewhere sort of in that neighborhood, maybe even, I'd say, maybe country. They kind of hit all different avenues, but and then they did the music of that band Fox Face, that if you're not aware of them, they are a more aggressive, like all punk band, very political, and short songs that are kind of they're brash and in your face. And so yeah, watching them just reimagine that stuff was it was just awesome. It's like a local sampler platter, you know? Like either you're going to watch that band because you like to hear De La Buena, but there's other people who want to hear the way that they do Jail's music, and or vice versa. There's actually more than one aspect, I think, for every band. Either you want to hear that band in a way you've never heard them before, or you want to hear that, the rendition that they're doing in a way it will never be heard again.
So what are some of the standouts from this year? You mentioned De La Buena.
That's the headliner this year. I think there are 9-piece on this show, but it roves anywhere from like 8 to a dozen people that are in the band. And they're, broadly stated, they're a world music band. And they're doing the music of Jail, which They were a garage band that was on Sub Pop Records. And, yeah, very short, very punchy songs.
Lines have been drawn in the sand. Dig it till you have the perfect moat before Jason.
And so watching those be extended into maybe 10-minute songs and have...
Montuno's, like, Latin music in there.
Yeah, I mean, something written on... like in a basement on one guitar and then adapted to a whole band, like watching that be spread into, like, it's impossible not to love what they're going to do with it. I'm sure it'll just be great.
And does Jail, for instance, because De La Buena is doing Jail's music, does Jail get to see it until the concert, before the concert, or is that the first time they get to see their music being played like that?
Well, the whole process, it actually starts in October. We have a draft, and I have everyone show up, and they bring examples of their music, and they all meet each other. And that's the initial – that's the outset of, like, I think you guys should work with each other and whatnot. And so the band gets to draft the act that they have. And then I encourage them to give each other their emails and their other information if they have any issues with, hey, what's that one line? Or what's that riff you play, or anything else, you know? I think they have the opportunity if they want to hear things. And we've had on the Facebook event, we've had a little bit of examples that have been shown. We've had actually De La Buena, they did like a 1-minute little sample of one of the Jail songs that they're doing. And then also No-No did the music of Negative Positive, I believe. So, I mean, there are these little hints, but I just like the unveiling at the show itself, you know?
Yeah. So it's kind of an interesting way for, like you said, a sampler, you know, if you've never heard any of these bands before, just to get, you know, a little bit of renditions of their own style and then some of the other bands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You mentioned that the bands are donating their time in this concert.
Mm-hmm.
They're donating. Can you tell me about what they're donating for and what the whole concert is about?
Yeah, it's for the Women's Center this year. We've alternated the beneficiaries every year, and we've had it be for Girls Rock, for the Guest House of Milwaukee, for the Youth and Family Center. And this year it seemed just like the right year that we helped out in that sense, because I knew that they are they're sort of hurting to get funds. And we also did a benefit over the summer, and I went to the actual Women's Center, and it's very small. It needs a lot of help, and so I want to allocate all the money for this year and hopefully everyone after this over to them, because I think they really need it, and there are people who need help now, Girls Rock or Youth and Family. That's awesome to be investing in the future and the youth of Milwaukee, but there are people who I realize they need help right now.
Does anyone from the Milwaukee Women's Center come to the concert?
They will be there this year, yeah. I actually went there earlier this week, and I interviewed their CEO, and she mentioned that they'll have a booth there, and I think they're having like a group outing there as well. And so they're going to be enjoying the show, but also if you want any literature or if you want to learn any more about what they do, or if you might even need some help yourself, there's a hotline and a lot of other people that will be there that you could reach out to, and they're there to help.
So how did it become a benefit concert in the beginning? I mean, this is connected to the Milwaukee Record, the publication.
Yeah, the web-only publication.
Yeah, web-only publication. Where did that incentive come from?
I felt like it would be unfair if we accepted any money from this, because we're asking local people that we write about oftentimes to undertake this very difficult, very, very, very time-consuming ordeal. And to be you're not going to make any money, but we are. That didn't seem really it'd be that fair. And I thought if we could do something good, if we, as admittedly one of the youngest and one of the smallest local publications, if we can do something of this, this scale and scope, and that, that also helps an awesome local organization, then why can't anyone else, And I don't want to be insinuating other people don't. I know everyone has their own their own issues, their own causes and stuff. But I just wanted to show that, right out the gates, within our first year of existence, that we're here to help. We want to help the city that we also write about.
Tell me about the reporter beer.
Well, attendance isn't always Milwaukee's strong suit, but I know the drinking is. So if we could allow people to help from a bar stool. I really do like enjoy beer, and I think that there's some awesome local breweries. And if we could like also use that to highlight the awesome things that are happening in the brewing scene, and if we could have our name out there in a different way and raise a whole bunch of other money for this organization, and we can build awareness about the benefit, then it didn't hurt. So like, the reporter is a horrible pun, admittedly, that I thought of, because it's a redo on an existing porter recipe. We infuse it with a whole bunch of other things like vanilla, chocolate, coffee, three types of hot peppers, and a lot of cinnamon. And so it's a nice winter beer. It's a spiced rye porter. And Company Brewing makes it, and I help sell it, and we distribute it. So, I mean, it's another way that we are literally showing that we're here to help. And been going well. We did it initially in 2016 was the first one that we made, like the first batch we had. And then we doubled it this year. And there are bars all over the region that are buying it, and even one up in Oshkosh.
So how does it connect to this benefit concert?
A dollar of everyone sold will go to the benefit. At the end of the day, it will all be roped in. The show, the raffle that we're having, and the beer sales will all be in one lump sum.
For the Women's Center.
Yes. So we keep absolutely nothing.
Well, thank you, Tyler Maas, for coming, for organizing the concert, and talking about it.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Tyler Maas is co-founder of the Milwaukee Record and the organizer of the record's local coverage concert tonight at Turner Hall. He spoke with Mayon Silver, and you can find a link to more about the show at WUWM.com.